This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
8 minutes past eight. Good morning, Port Harcourt. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. But yes, we get straight to the conversation for this morning. And well, yesterday we saw a lot happen. And eventually, after all the stepping downs, Bola Ahmed Tinubu emerged as the presidential candidate of the APC. And that is the major talking point for this morning. But not just that. Now we know that the two major political parties have their candidates, Atiku Abubakar for the PDP. But there's also the quest for a running mate for both of these major political parties. And that's be the focus of a conversation altogether. My guest, Dr. Emmanuel Wona, is a lecturer and a political analyst from the University of Port Harcourt, Department of Political Science. And we're supposed to have him live in the studio, but you know how Port Harcourt is. It's looking like that would not be possible. So we'll be speaking with him via telephone this morning. Hello, Doc. Good morning to you. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing? How's work? How's the politics? How's the whole? How's the system for you?
Yes, we thank God. God has seen us through. We pray that His mercies will continue to be for us.
I'll say amen to that. But most importantly is what we've witnessed in the country in the past couple of weeks. We had both major political parties hold their conventions where they elected the party flag bearer, and Atiku Abubakar emerged for the PDP in what many were not very comfortable with, and some fingers were pointed at betrayals. In the APC yesterday, also we had Bola Ahmed Tinubu emerging as the presidential candidate. That also has raised a lot of conversation for you generally. What's your view of the process and the candidates of both both major political parties?
I think that the processes were not too acceptable to me. Given the fact that, for instance, in PDP, we saw last minute stepping down, which I consider to be a very dangerous development in the democratic process of Nigeria. And we also saw a situation where it appears at the 11th hour, geopolitics is coming to play. Over and above that of, party politics, you can understand the fact that at the primaries, we saw what transpired. And for me, it wasn't quite accessible because we find a situation where people who had had or who had made their mind, particularly with the electorate, were forced to change their mind at the 11th hour. And that brings a very big question on the issue of delegate thing in terms of deciding who becomes the flag bearer. For me, it's a very indication of internal democracy of a party. I am quite convinced that a good number of party members, both PDP and APC, are not too comfortable with the margin of the two presidential candidates in the two political parties. For me,
go on.
Yeah, the reason being that in APC, we saw also the stepping down. And I keep on wondering, why is it that at the 11th hour, somebody will just step down and ask his supporters to go and vote for a candidate that he has stepped down for? And I am also wondering, is it that it was an earlier arrangement he has told his supporters that, look, I'm just picking this form, this nomination form, for this amount of money, just because at the 11th hour, I will step down? Or is it that he just took his supporters unaware And that again reminds me of, you know, politics in Nigeria revolving around one man. You know, it's like a one-man show where others need to follow sheepishly. Because you can't, you know, convince me that as an individual, I also have my preferences. I also know why I'm taking so and so person, you know. And I am following somebody who I think that is leading the right way. And I for him to, at the 11th hour, you know, step down and expect me, the follower, to vote to somebody probably I don't like the person.
Generally, when you look at the situation, and now, well, whether we like it or not, Tinubu is the candidate for the APC. It raised a lot of conversation from Nigerians. But for you, do you think that with Tinubu as the candidate of the APC, the party stands a chance in the 2023 elections?
Well, I'm not for sure. Because, you know, in Nigerian politics, anything can happen. We are not even building politics based on the political sovereignty of the people. You know, the people are manipulated, the people are so gullible, the people are so malleable, that you can't even preach for sure that this is what is going to happen. Ordinarily. Mm. If we are supposed to follow the democratic process, relying on the political sovereignty of the people, assuming that the people cannot decide who should be their leader. We have, you know, very serious case, you know, against Ahmed Bola Tinubu, particularly with regards to his age and health.
I was coming to that.
Okay.
The age. Since you brought it up, we could just move with it. The age factor. That's where many people point to. But I want to read out something for you. For Atiku Abubakar of the PDP, age was also something that many have pointed out. Although many would say he appears to be healthier, that's what some would say. But if we're looking at something, Atiku is 75 years old. Tinubu is 70 years old. The U.S. president is 79 years old. Does age really matter in all of this equation with regards to who becomes president or leads the country effectively?
Yes, age matters. Because even the U.S. president you are talking with, Americans still have some kind of reservation about, you know, his health status and what he has been doing. If you go into what is happening in America now, most of them are not so comfortable because, You know, with age, biologically speaking, you know, there are some kind of diminishing returns that set in both on your physical capability and mental alertness, you know. And this is somebody who will preside over the affairs of Nigeria, considering the limited of problems, the issues that, you know, we need to resolve. And then this is somebody that will be presiding meeting from one meeting to the other. You know, yes. And so for me, I think that it requires that physical capability, you know, for it to withstand long meeting sessions from one meeting to the other. And, you know, you need to think straight. You need to think straight. So I think that that's a major challenge. And age, of course, you know, has something to do with, you know, that kind of process. And again, I also realize the fact that I begin to wonder, you know, over time, we talked about somebody wrote something in and was talking about youth apathy, youth participating. And we know that over time, the participation of youth, you know, has increased. If you look at the age bracket of those who are the delegates, majority of them are youth.
So why did they step down?
Exactly. That's the point.
Because most of them would also canvass for youth taking over power, and there they are voting for somebody who isn't a youth.
We are aware of the fact that we have a not too young Toronto trying to, even though there are some topical hiccups. Again, I was thinking that, you know, the youth would have taken up something. They have been talking about who wants to take over the leadership of this country in terms of the youth and all that. We have had so many agitations in that regard. But unfortunately, two of them stepped down, even those who claim they are much younger.
to step down for somebody who is quite old, who probably may not have that physical strength.
Could it be that they stepped down because they were bowing to some superior political prowess and maybe experience?
No. I think is that something that is quite endemic in the political system of Nigeria. You know, yesterday I was not talking about this, that the youths we are talking about are not even ready, because already they have been banned and internalized some of these negative values that, you know, the older politician practice in the wider political system. Some of them are in that, some of them are into it. I never refer to what happens in universities, you know. We have ordinary students, you know, conduct their department elections, and they do most of those things. Some of the students will consider they are stakeholders. Even when some of them have graduated, they will ask, you know, aspirants or candidates to come and see them somewhere, otherwise they select them. They will also ask them to stay much in grant, and all this kind of thing. And if you see that also happening in community elections, in so many things where youths are involved, you should be acting as thought for these people. So how do you expect? The consciousness is not even there, fully entrenched in the youth. And of course, you also realize the fact that these youths are also, you know, obsessed with materialistic tendencies. You can see some of them will take money just because, you know, they want to have a lot of material things. They want to acquire wealth. For instance, you go to some of these is most of the universities we have here. You see student leaders driving cars, having big things, all they do is just to eat food from Lucas. That's all. The actual trouble for the emancipation of the students, for the welfare that the entire, you know, has been trying to the best thing. And then are the same youths that are actually that they want to take the reins of leadership in this country. How can they reconcile that? And that is what is playing out. I think that basically we need to actually think a way of trying to also personify these youths, make them understand that there should be a way of consciousness in it. I mean that consciousness is not there, you are not there. You find youths who, you know, accept anything of that phase in a political system, in a political party, who clearly is there. They don't need to ask questions. They are supposed to ask questions and expect some reasonable, fundamental answers. They all accept things. They are just playing that subserviency because of God has spoken. Maybe it's about because of what they think that they will get from God.
But, Doc, if you're pointing out these facts, we'll go on a short commercial now. When we return, I'd like you to react to this. How you think Nigerians would vote after you have just highlighted some of these problems that most of the people who would be voting who are youths have already? And if we saw it happen with delegates, do you also think Nigerians would have the courage enough to say, oh, we're not voting for this or that because of this reason or that reason, but we're voting for this? Is that something that's possible? And also, you get to tell us what your views and opinion are with regards to where the running mates for this major political party presidential candidates could come from after we come back from this commercial.
Okay.
All right, so just stay on the line. Thank you very much. Still 92.3 Nigeria Info. Remember, you can be a part of the conversation. Send in WhatsApp messages. 0809-030-6416. Are the youths ready? Many pointed out age to be one barrier that the candidates of the APC and the PDP have. And, well, you heard my guest there. He says, the problem is the youth already who should have been taking up the mantle stepped down. And perhaps it's because they've already imbibed some of those characteristics that the older politicians have. And we see it even happen in our schools. Do you agree? We'll take your thoughts after now. Remember on social media, Nigeria Info PH, Twitter and Facebook. The Morning Crossfire continues afterwards.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 92.3 Nigeria Info, still the Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, Apost 8 this Thursday morning. And, well, my guest, Dr. Emmanuel Wona, political science lecturer from University of Port Harcourt, also political analyst. And we've been looking at the emergence of Tinubu as the presidential candidate of the APC and also the candidate of the PDP, Atiku Abubakar, and the quest for a running mate. Some of the questions already been asked and some opinions already been aired. Ed, the youths, where are they? Age has been one major factor in all of this conversation. Many Nigerians, while reacting to the emergence of both these candidates for the various big political parties, had said they are old, they need new people. But then the situation we find ourselves is that the young people are stepping down for the older ones. Hello, Doc. Thank you for staying on the line. Good morning. Once again. All right. So we'll take a few WhatsApp messages, take a few calls before we continue with the conversation. So on WhatsApp, this person here says, good morning, Andrew and your guest. I'm prepared to vote in this election, but with the emergence of this old breed, we have refused the younger generation to take leadership in our country. I will not vote again unless there's a change with a younger candidate. Thank you. But we have other political parties. Doc, it brings us to the question. If you listen to this message, it's almost like this person isn't interested in any other political party except for the big wigs, so-called big political parties.
Yeah, that's what it implies. I want to believe that other political parties will take advantage of that and then probably fill in much younger candidates so that those of us who are not comfortable with these two other candidates will have a lot of,
okay, well said. Well said. That will bring me to my next question, but that will be after this call. David from Yenagoa is on the line. Good morning, David.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, if you mean.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I go on.
For me, I am not for Bola Ahmed Tinubu, neither am I for Atiku Abubakar. And I want to advise Nigerians or appeal to the conscience of Nigerians that this is the right time for us to show the strength of our PVC. The various political parties in their own rascality decide to present to Nigerians candidates that it is very obvious do not have the so much needed strength and capacity because they are all around being within the corridors of power. Then we too, as the electorate, should also use our TVC to demonstrate our own rascality by looking towards other political parties. As a matter of fact, 18 political parties I made clear to participate in the general election. So why must we tie our umbilical cord to APC and PDP?
All right.
I think Peter Obi for me is even the best candidate.
All right, David, thank you very much. Promise from Gokana is on the line. Good morning, Promise.
Good morning.
All right, go on.
Yes, there is something I want Nigerians to look at this time of our country. If you ask me, and especially the fact that I'm a member of APC, I will tell you that the People's Democratic Party have filled the bread they have, which is Atiku Abubakar. Despite the fact that Atiku Abubakar has been vice president of this country, he is a man that believes in the tradition. He has businesses that are spreading across the nation. He has manpower. He has those who are working under is direct employment. It's investment in Nigeria. APC have also demonstrated another landmark in what Nigeria needs at this moment. I see why this meeting is the best that the APC could have produced. So if you ask me now, I'll tell you Atiku Abubakar and Asiwaju Tinubu are the best qualified Nigerians to rule this country for now. Nigeria will not decide. They are president. They have been given responsibilities, time passed, and we know what they have done. If you ask me to analyze them, you will see that prior to 1999, the people came 2003. River State and Lagos State, they are at the same level. We have almost the same workforce. The first thing was almost the same. But as we speak today, Lagos State has grown to the point that it's one of the growing economies in Africa. In an enviable state, why? Because a man mount the podium, set up a template, implement all the plans, and Lagos State today is working. There is a continuity in Lagos State. Why? Because the man that has vision has been able to handle the authority of that state. So what I think Nigeria needs now is not about age. American president, as we see, is up to 8 years.
Okay, he says not about age. That's not supposed to be an issue. Doc, we just heard a youth, I would assume, saying age is not the issue with either of these candidates, and he thinks both of them would be the best for the country. It's the best the country needs right now. It brings me to my question, where you said we have other political parties, other aspirants. Do you think Nigerians know what to look out for in a leader before they elect or vote?
Well, I like to believe that Nigerians know what they can look out for in a leader before they can vote. But, you know, there are some, you know, intervening variables. There are some factors that appear to, you know, blindfold them, they cloud their sense of reasoning. And number one is the fact that, you know, there is quest to acquire wealth. There is poverty, there is ethnicity, there is also religious intolerance and all that. So, you know, those factors put together tend to declare their sense of freedom. And that's exactly what is playing out in the conventions we just had. And that is why, again, most youths who also have been asking that, you know, they want to control, they want to be part of the government process, they want to participate. At the end of the day, end up stepping down for older people, and then hoping that when they attain older years, they could be given the opportunity to serve or rule this country. It's rather quite unfortunate. I mean, you can't be acting for one thing and be acting on the contrary. You know, it's unfortunate. And that means that the consciousness, you know, consciousness is a stepping stone to development. It means that the consciousness is not there. If the consciousness is not there, you find the people groping in darkness. And that is a very unfortunate thing that can happen to the people.
All right.
So I think that it's important for us, even as youths, to begin to realize this fact. We should justify those things that the cloud our sense of reasoning and make us to grow in darkness and come out to participate. When is the right time? This is the right time for us to participate.
All right, the right time, Doc, you say. The right time is now. Let's take this call from Okonkwo and Rumokuta. Good morning, Okonkwo.
Good morning, if you hear me.
All right, go on.
This new political conspiracy strategy of stepping down, which they have used to defeat and weaken the Amechi, how did it come about? That's my question. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm not actually a member of a political party, so I wouldn't know how this works. What's required for a candidate to step down? I wouldn't know. On WhatsApp, your message is, good morning. When I watched what happened yesterday, I cried for my beloved country because it seems that as bad as the older politicians in Nigeria, they're still far better than our so-called youths. Check the last time we had NSARS. It was still the youth that was used to destroy the whole thing. I really pity for our beloved country. Did you listen to how Tinubu displayed arrogance yesterday after he won so bad? This one says, age is a number. Age is really not an obstacle to determine what people will bring possible positive change to the country. Augustine Aaron sent in that message. This one says, good morning, Andrew and your guests. It's so unforgettable and completely disheartening that those that are young aspired leaders are the ones jettisoning their opportunity to lead for the expense of overage, same old politicians selling it out just for the sake of whatever it is. And yet we all clamor for total overhauling of the same recycled old overrated leaders. You mentioned Joe Biden, Andrew. America has a standard as a guard for any and every leader coming to handle leadership must adhere to, which makes it easier for leaders to follow in all leadership activities. But in Nigeria, we're still crawling on that. Maxwell now from Port Harcourt. I think Doc raised, my guest raised a conversation on that, which I think I saw, because some people will talk about, oh, the U.S. president seems slow, sleeping, the talks, and people make jokes. So I think I saw jokes about that from one of the popular comedians. So maybe, just maybe, that's also an issue for them. This one says, the situation in the country is extremely exhausting. Get your PVC. The affliction should not rise again. Abasia Manam James sent in that message. Doc, okay, let's take this call first. Samuel from Rumo Kalagbo, and then we come back to you. Good morning, Samuel.
Yeah, good morning.
Go on.
Yeah, I want to say that I think I blame the youth of this country, and especially the delegates, because we leave our duty that we're supposed to do, forgetting that what we are facing in this country about this hardship and all the rest of things that make us to where we are today, brought us where we are today. We forget those things, and we think about the money that is involved, forgetting about your future in tomorrow, what how your future will be in tomorrow. You fear your future, you fear about everything about you. You think about the money. That is what is going on with this our country today. The youth is the problem of this country. Even 2023, that is what is going to happen also. They forget the president supposed to elect. Look at the management of these political parties, the leaders of these people. They are old. We need a younger person. These people like that thing, what the speech of Osinbajo on that day, he will show you that this man means well in this country. Not people like Tinubu. Okay, what Tinubu? When he was making his speech, the paper that he's holding, he was checking. Is he the kind of a leader that this government wants?
All right, Samuel, I think you would answer that question with your PVC if you're not comfortable with it. But then, Doc, well, while Tinubu, he outlined some of the things he would want to do, and it involved 25% budget allocation for education, 10% to health. Some of the nice things I'm sure Nigerians would want to hear, but he's not, of course, going to run alone. So would Atiku Abubakar not going to run alone. It brings us to, where should the running mates come from? How do you see that part playing out? Already, politicking has begun to determine who should be running with both these candidates on the various platforms. There were meetings after Atiku emerged. I think he had meetings with Rivers State Governor and other aspirants, I'm sure, and other party leaders. Tinubu is doing the same. From your standpoint, what's your perspective? Where should the running mates come from?
Well, I think it's quite obvious, you know, considering the heterogeneous nature of this country, and for us to ensure that the other part also carried along. I think we strongly know. And so it's expected that we should also pick his running mate from the south.
Where from the south would that be?
Well, I think that now that Tinubu is from the southwest, the option is between southeast and south-south.
Do you think the southeast would want to settle for vice presidency? I mean, we even listened to the former Abia State governor. He said president.
Technically, third option. Because from the southeast, we all know that there's already bad blood, you know, from there against that city. Remember what transpired in the last transition. So I think there's already that kind of influence. And of course, you know that the Apex Board of Indigo has already come out to make a pronouncement on that. So the option is for the South-South. You need to settle in the South-South. And then for Tinubu, of course, he's from the South, and particularly from the Southwest. So you expect that you're also going to go to the south, I mean to the north. And in the north, we are told that, is it somebody from the, is it northeast or so? I don't know exactly for now, but one of those regions, areas that has not produced any president
so
at the national.
So northeast at the national level, the north central hasn't as well, if I'm not mistaken. So there's a northeast.
I studied as one of them, that northern part. But me, that as it may, I think that Tinubu shops for his running mate from the north, at least to bring a balance, and that's inclusiveness. That's what I think.
So if you're saying for the south. Again, the South would be for perhaps where Atiku Abubakar will be looking at. The South-South, you've pointed out, because if we said the Southeast, we already are aware that Peter Obi had to leave because he didn't want to settle for vice president. And
exactly.
most people from the Southeast have also been calling for the office of president and not vice president, so that might make it difficult, you're saying.
That's right.
So in the South-South, do you think perhaps the governor of Rivers State, since he was the closest to Atiku Abubakar during the elections, could he be on the list, or you think that there might be some other options?
Yeah, I think he should be the list, because given his political prowess, given his wit, given what he has done, his influence politically, I think it should be, because even though he has said that, you know, he's not going to settle for a vice president position, but we are aware how politics plays out in this country. So I think that for PDP to continue to maybe have that influence in the South-South, the Niger Delta zone, and indeed in the southern part of this country, I think it should be considered. You know, having, you know, played this major role in the affairs of PDP as a political party, you know, considering the strength of his followership, having put that number of votes during the primary. So I think it would be better for PDP to settle for him as the running mate of Atiku.
Okay, well said. Let's take some messages on Facebook first. Perhaps we'll get your reactions to them. You can drop your comments and join the conversation on social media, Nigeria Info PH. On Facebook, Justice Justin says, we can't afford to have another stage-managed president. May our ancestors go and rest in peace. Nigeria is finished, for God so loved his son. And he gave him 316 votes. And whosoever supports him shall not cry much, but have a strong mind. Friday Amafula Agame sent in that message. Well, the Jagabanda I know will do well if health is not his challenge. And the so-called cabal. Okay, that's from Saka Olajide Ikena. Okay, Dave Baribo says, good morning. I think what Nigeria needs now is a leader that has a track record, not by age, because talking about the youth, most of our youths now think that the older ones have benefited a lot and is they are turned to also benefit, so they only need the opportunity to enrich themselves. That's also okay. Trying to get more messages. Umma Olebra says, from Owerri, the game is over, but it was really a very big embarrassment that an aspirant bought a form, campaigned, and came only to step down for another aspirant that is due for retirement. The most painful was that of the only woman, Uju Ohanenye, who not only stepped down, but said it's not time for women. All right, Doc, that brings us to this conversation. Very interesting, because the only woman stepped down as well. And remember what happened at the National Assembly, where we had the wife of the vice president, and the bills concerning women, I think about four of them or thereabout, were not attended to. We know the protest that came and how women began to voice out how they feel with being sidelined and marginalized in the affairs of governance. And you have this happen. Do you think that perhaps women have done enough or are doing enough? If the one woman that perhaps many would look at as saying should, and then look at the delegates, how many women were among the delegates? Also another question, what's your view in all of that?
Let me start by saying that, at the time, I did the paper on women and participatory democracy in Nigeria, a paradigm shift. I think that paper was probably one of those in foreign journals. And I argued in that paper that, given those traditional factors that they claim that hinder women from participating in politics, those factors are no longer relevant, as far as I'm concerned. But the problem is that the women themselves, the women are the problem they have. They constitute the factor that hinder them from participation. Recall that even when we had was it in 2015?
Election.
The only woman aspirant, Ella Jibril, had only one vote. And that vote came from her. And the question is, were there or no other delegates who are women in that convention? So the women voted on the contrary. And this one again is playing out. How can in this period, when we have women are even asking for affirmative action, there are so many international declarations for women and all that, and somebody, for whatever reason, comes up to step down for a very old man and then said it's not yet done for women. When would that done for women be? So I think that basically the women seem not to understand what they want. And it appears they are not in sync with what is happening in the international arena. And so they have also allowed themselves to be cluttered with sort of primordial, sentiments that declare their sense of reasoning, And for whatever reason, why would the women continuously play the second fiddle? And that's what played out. I was shocked to the bone marrow, You also recall that there was a bill, I think the women sponsored it, that there should be some positions carved up for them in the National Assembly or something like that. It's supposed to be a bill. And I wonder if they have actually, all of a sudden, abandoned that struggle. Is it that the consciousness is not pervasive enough to have touched the subconscious mind of women in this country?
All right, Doc. All right, Doc, we'll have to pause here. All right, we have to pause here. Thank you very much for the time that you made available. We wish we had you live in the studio, but unfortunately it didn't work out. But thank you once again for making out time, and do have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
That was our guest, Dr. Emmanuel Wona, lecturer of Political Science Department, University of Port Harcourt. Well, on Facebook, if I could take a few more messages before we wrap things up. Alero Spiff says, good morning, Andrew. With the emergence of Bola Tinubu as APC presidential candidate, I think it's a walkover for PDP. Dominic Dumekbigi says, Tinubu is the best candidate with clear vision. He will do better. Imo Dan said, Tinubu emergence is APC flag bearer. I think the most recognized three zones in the country are going to be in the ballot. Atiku, Tinubu, and Obi. Skifu Perez says, good morning, Andrew. Buhari, tell APC to unite and vote Tinubu. I think APC have made the wrong choice. These so-called delegates are not representing the masses. Oh, well, that's your opinion. They have theirs, obviously. Well, thank you very much for being a part of the conversation. I'm so tempted to take more messages, but then time will not allow me. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. And well, that's on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. To have a lovely day and get your PVC, and not just get the PVC, use it. Good morning.